So, when we say a human being is blessed, right? The way we use that word, blessing, or when you say bless me, that's sort of like two things that we typically sort of mean, or typically what we mean is one thing, which is, I'll explain it later, but when you say bless me, or when you say the blessing, typically what's is communicated is give me something good. Abina, right? So we God blessed me with a baby boy, or God blessed me with a car. Hallelujah. Right? Or another human being as well. You meet someone and say, bless me now, bless me. You're just asking the person for 5K, for him to transfer 5K to your OP account. And after the person transfers the 5K, the person will be like, I just talked to make I bless you, that kind of thing. So essentially, when we talk about blessing, because that's how we use the word, that's typically what we understand. And most times when we go to God and we say, God bless me, that's also what we have in mind, meaning God essentially does do good to me. So do something good for me. Money, car, house, I don't know, admission. What else? What will I give you now that you say is a blessing? Admission. I know you're looking for admission. Some people shoe, phone, Amen. Are we together? So that is actually not a wrong understanding of that word. That is just a limited understanding of the word. When God talks about blessing, he's talking about fundamentally something deeper than that. We see this in Genesis 1, verse 28. I'm going to go to Genesis 1, verse 28. Are you with me? If you're with me, shout glory. You're not with me. You didn't shout glory. Yeah? You shouted glory. You're now adding lie on top of it. They shouted glory. They shouted glory to the Bible. Did you shout glory? But it didn't come out. You shouted, but it didn't shout. In Genesis, don't always defend yourself. No, nobody's killing you. Okay. Then can we read it together? 1, 2, go. Hold on. Let's read it better. 1, 2, go. Hallelujah. So God blessed them and he said to them, the first time we looked at this, we are seeing that what we call a blessing is a pronouncement. It is as a result of the effect of words that are spoken. Hallelujah. Are we together? It is as a result of words being spoken. Please listen to me. The result of words being spoken, right? And then what God was doing here is like he was giving them a like an OS. He was imputing something to them. Or rather, he was defining their identity. Hallelujah. Do you know that? Those of you, for instance, that attended the teaching of marriage on Thursday, where we brilliantly understood that one of the major things that we are doing in marriage is sex. Do you believe that? It's been a while since I've taught on marriage. I was thinking, I need to teach on marriage again. Amen. So one of the major things that we're doing in marriage, they ask you, what are you marrying for? One of the things that we're doing in marriage is to have sex. Okay? Don't do like you're innocent. I know you're not innocent. There's nobody here that is innocent. All of you here are thinking occasionally about sex. There's not one person here that doesn't cross their minds. No matter the prophetic word that you are speaking. Hallelujah. And there's a reason for that. The reason for that is that sex is actually not a bad thing. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? Are you listening to me? Sex is not a bad thing. Okay? The reason why it's not a bad thing is that God created you as a sex being. Meaning, when God said, be fruitful and multiply, the idea was that they were installing your nature in you, which is the nature that we want to have sex. Sex is a deep human need. Are we together? The issue then is that the sex is handled in a controlled environment, which is marriage. Are we together? Huh? That's the only issue with sex. It's just that it's outside marriage that God has issues with. God doesn't have any issue with sex. But God even encourages married couples to have sex. Amen. You can be having sex and the Holy Spirit will be talking to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's not a, it doesn't stop his flow. Are we together? Are we together? Well, I'm serious. I'm serious. So, all of us have a unique desire to have sex, for instance, because we want to, you know, most people don't know why they're having children. You know, having children is not a, it's not a logical thing. Huh? I'm serious. Having children is not logical. Children are very expensive. What's best for you is that you don't have children. For real. For real. Like, that if you're just selfish, living for yourself, you know. That's why in societies where they are godless, the birth rate will drop. Because the people have become selfish. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. In societies that have money for children that don't have children, like if you go to all the wealthiest nations of the world right now, they're not having children again. It's the poorer people of the world that have children. You say, look at it now. Maybe it's the Malam on the street. They have like 5 children. Yeah. Once you become educated, after 2, you're like, I beg. I'm not doing again. Are we together? So it's something that defies logic because it's like food, you know. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm just trying to explain the concept of identity. You know, it's like food. It's something that the soul needs. It's part of your wiring. Hallelujah. And so people just do things without properly thinking about it. Most people, it just dawns on them that they are not a father when they see the. That's the first time that I'm not a father. But that thing, it will be like, it will be driving you. Impregnate this girl. You know, it will be driving you because it's your OS. It's your identity. Are we together? Huh? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's what identity is. That's the nature of what I'm calling identity. In the sense that it is about who you are at your core. Not necessarily what you have. Hallelujah. And later on, we see Abraham being blessed by God, where he was essentially blessed to become a father of many nations. Or if I can just paraphrase, or if I can just shorten the whole thing because of time, Abraham was given the identity of the person that is going to, that through him, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
In other words, God invited Abraham into his divine agenda. God had a divine agenda to save all of humanity. And then God brought Abraham into that agenda. So the blessing of Abraham is that Abraham would participate in the salvation of the world, or through Abraham's seed, the whole world will be saved. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So, Abraham is Abraham not because he's rich or he's poor. Abraham is Abraham because he is blessed. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it is very important that we see fundamental. I know this thing, it might seem, you know, in Christianity, we always like to talk in very high terms. So I want you to, you all understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about identities, about who are you, you know, with God, right? So when you look into yourself, who is that person? right? And we all understand that. Everybody here understands that. So what I'm saying is that there is that dynamic of blessing that is not about God giving you a car, God giving you a house, God giving you children. It's about God giving you an identity. Can we say identity? God giving you an agenda. Can we say agenda?
Agenda.
Hmm? So your life becomes purposeful. Through you, God fulfills his will or his agenda on the earth. Do we understand? That's what it means to be blessed, at least from God's perspective. The major opposition is one of the, men worship Satan, but men worship Satan indirectly. Don't you hear me? What did I say? Yeah, men worship Satan because Satan is a very ugly person. If you see him in his true self, he's very ugly. Satan is like what I ordered versus what I got. When you see it on Gmail, it looks fine. That's lost. It looks fine. You know. But when the delivery guy brings it, like, what? This is not. This is not funny. Amen. That's how sin is. Sin is very enticing. Abina, sin is very, very enticing. But when you enter it, your eye will clear. And you'll be like, what? I have those brought unnecessary. Imagine a guy now, maybe, yeah, how they start from. That's why they always run away, because what do you want them to do? 17-year-old boy to start taking care of them. Oh, where? Someone that is still, the mother is still waking up in the morning. Go and eat your custard. That's what you want to start taking care of your baby. He will run away. You say, he will deny you. You say, I don't know you. You tell his mother, I don't know this girl. They are trying to trap me. Yeah. Do you understand? That's the only thing he can do, because you can't expect him to be a father. School fees. Every school fees, yeah. After a while, you just get used to it. They will increase the school fees. So you just get used to it. That okay, we're going to pay more money. School fees have never reduced. It only increases. You understand? So, however, I must say that one of the major ways through which we worship Satan is through worshiping ourselves. Okay? Worshiping ourselves, worshiping money, or living for money, or living for things. Hallelujah. Which is still tied in the worship of self. Now, have you ever gone to some of you have expressed it. If you have a toxic, let me use an example of work, for instance. If somebody works in a toxic, are you following me? Are you? Okay. If somebody works in a toxic environment, the environment is toxic. One of the reasons why it could be toxic is, or the reason why it is toxic is because that place is full of demons. Okay? Are we together? Atmospheres are controlled by spirits. Okay? Now, those demons are having lots of fun in that place. That's why it's toxic. Now, there are many ways that the demons could have gained access. One of the ways is that when the guy was starting the business, he went to go and pray to his God. I said, I want this business to succeed. And then, okay, they said that, okay, if you want this business to succeed, you need to sacrifice goat head and put it under the foundation of the building. Basically, went to go and do something occultic, which happens. So he does something occultic, and then the deal is that, okay, for this occultic thing you have done, this business belongs to Satan. That kind of thing. That's one way that demons can infest the place. Another way that demons can infest the place is that the people in the business just need to love money. If they love money, demons would be happy. It will produce the same results. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what a soul lives for is very important. It determines the presence that the person has. the soul is. You get? Jesus Christ said, you can't serve God and mammon. When he said that, he wasn't saying it as a definitive, or he was saying it as a clarifying statement. People think they can't serve God and mammon. How do you get? So he was saying it as a clarifying statement that, okay, I know you are doing this thing, but actually you can't. Hallelujah. No human beings, typically human beings, are at nature of worshiping gods that are gods. Are you worshiping this? Worship this? Are you okay? Are you okay? Huh? Are we together? Please stay with me. Stay with me. Don't lose me. So, Jesus was saying, you can't serve God and mammon. Okay? Because those are two opposing. For God, though, when it comes to worship, God does not share this thing, because it's an insult for him to share. So, for God, though, it is pure God. So, you might not understand the implications of the posture of your heart, but in God's eye, if your heart is living for the acquisition of things, you can't carry his glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Is there anybody that does not understand what I'm saying? If in the heart there is a intense desire for material things, not just to have material things to do something, but to be defined by material things, what that means is that you are unable to carry the glory of God, because those are two opposing ideologies in your heart. Are we together? Huh? Because when God blesses a man, he's not talking about what he has. He's talking about who he is. Talking about who he is. So that's the fundamental understanding of blessing that we need to have. That it's us. We're not defined by what we have. We're defined by the Spirit of God that we carry. Hallelujah. Yusuf, think about it now, because you know most of you here are in what we call disadvantaged spaces in life. Wouldn't it be better for you to not judge you by your face or your mouth or your nose? Wouldn't you like it for people to judge you based on who you are inside? Wouldn't you like it? You'll like it now. Have you now? Yeah, it's a better way to live life. You understand? Imagine that the guy now, you are short, and there's no girl in the world that will say that she wants to marry short man. I mean, it's not fair now. Is it fair? It's not fair. It's not you that cause yourself to be short. It's not your fault. Amen. I mean, Christopher, is it their fault? Short men. It's not their fault. You understand? So why should a short man easy? Not very short. Oh, woman. Why? Can you marry a guy shorter than you? It's not fair. Is it fair? It's not fair. And you can be a nice guy, you are Jesus inside, but you know. But thank God, God is not like man. You know. God did not say, I'm going to save Igbo people first before Igbo people. Hallelujah. Thank God, God is not like that. So please, I'm simplifying deep things for you here. Okay, so please appreciate it that So we are people of the inside. Can you say that? I'm a person of inside. Yeah, it is the person inside that is what God is working on. You understand? Amen. And God blessed Abraham. But something interesting happened. Abraham blessed Isaac, Abby. But God is the one that blessed Abraham. Amen. So God blessed Abraham. Abraham blessed Isaac. Isaac blessed Jacob. Hallelujah. So that identity that God gave Abraham, he didn't just give Abraham for Abraham's sake. Don't say, are you sleeping? He didn't just bless Abraham for Abraham's sake. Praise God. Are we together? He blessed Abraham with the intention of that blessing passing down from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Are we together? The blessing with the intention of the blessing being passed down from generation to generation. And when it came to the turn of Jacob, Jacob blessed his 12 sons. Are we together? And that was the beginning of the formation of Israel. Amen. Amen. So the blessing, remember what God calls the blessing is his agenda. You get, and it is progressively going on from generation to generation. In other words, to God, it is one straight line that is like one straight story that is unfolding. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? So as it's unfolding, it will be like manifesting, it will be morphing into its fullness. Okay? So where God ultimately wanted to get to was Jesus Christ. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Well, it started with, at least just in the context of this teaching, it started with Abraham. It even started before Abraham, but just in the context of this teaching. It was generation to generation, generation to generation. So the blessing of God, what I'm trying to say, is that the blessing of God is transferable. The blessing of God is transferable from generation to generation. Hallelujah. In fact, the generations that are coming after tend to do less work than the initial generation that receives the blessing. Amen. Are we together? I know some of you don't believe me because that's not your lived experience. I'll explain why. But the generations that come after, in line with the agenda of God, it tends to be easier for them. Amen. Because they are carrying the fullness of what they received from the past generation. And then it's almost like they're just adding their own to it. Right? But they are not doing the same work of the past generation to get that thing. Because another generation before them has already done a lot of the work. Hallelujah. Are we together? That's God's idea for lineage, that it should be getting progressively better and better. Amen. Are we together? Now, what I'm saying, you might not understand this thing because, or not that you won't understand what I'm saying intellectually, but that might not be your lived-in experience. Because your own experience is that it's almost like it's getting worse and worse. Amen. Are we together? Your great grandfather was the governor of Enugu State. The father was a drunkard. The son now is on drugs on the street. You know, that's how a lot of human beings experience life. So I know what I'm saying is a bit, you know, a bit off. But you know, that's why I'm telling you what it means to be blessed by God. In other words, I'm telling you what it means for your life to be powered by the blessing of God. Now, there are two types of family. There is your natural family. Please, are you listening to me? Is everybody listening to me? Listen to me. Don't judge words by shouting. Now, there are two types of family that you have. Okay? The first... Why do you have the audacity to say that Abraham's blessings are yours? Or why do you have the audacity to say, Father Abraham, you know, had many sons. Who are you? You're a Yoruba man from Ogbomosho. This guy's a Jew. Are we together?
Yeah.
Are we now?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. You are Ishekiri boy from where? Ishekiri people from Bayelsa or something. You're from where you're from, Sha? Yeah. So why are you singing that your father is Abraham? Why? Because there are two types of families. Or there are two types of ways to identify people. Amen. You can identify people by blood. Are we together? Meaning the signature of life is in the blood. God said it, that the life of a teen is in the blood. Are we together? That's why demons, you know, it was like sucking. Yeah, the life of a teen is in the blood, right? Because your life essence, the way is like the every phone has like serial number or something like that. Where you can identify something with a number. Yours is your blood. Everybody's blood is unique. And your blood contains the life for your soul. And so, typically, even blessings and curses also flow from blood. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together? Yes, sir. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
The second way to identify human beings is via spirit. Can we say spirit? Can you shout spirit?
Spirit.
Now, God has done something very unique. We all have the same spirit. And spirit, you know, blood is thicker than water. Spirit is thicker than blood. Are we together? That's like the order of the, if you want to carry that phrase to its logical end. Spirit is higher than blood. Are we together? Spirit is the very essence of the person. I know we've looked at this when we looked at spirit, soul, and body. But the spirit of a man is the very essence of the man. That is the core of life. That is like the ground zero of life. And when we come into this world, we come with our own spirit. We are spiritual beings. But then, through faith in Jesus Christ, or through salvation in Jesus Christ, we all then have access to the same spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. So my spirit is the same as your spirit, or my spirit is linked to your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My spirit is linked to your spirit, is linked to your spirit, is linked to your spirit, is linked to your spirit. We're all sharing the same spirit. And so that has a greater order of importance than blood. Are we together? Are you hearing me? So this is why somebody from Abeokuta or somebody from Ogbomosho can claim to be Abraham's son, because the same spirit that Abraham now has is the same spirit that the person has. Are we together?
Yes.
So in other words, God has joined all of us into the same family. Amen.
Amen.
It's not a metaphorical statement. It is the actual statement. Are we together? So the first type of family one can have is family by blood. Okay? The second type of family one can have is family by spirit. Amen. And so from that family by spirit, that is how we have access to the blessings of Abraham, because we have now been engrafted into the lineage. It's like it was going like this, this generation, then they now brought people from here, just like adding them. Like they started cutting the line, you know? Are we together? Can we say thank you, Jesus? So the implications of these things are very straightforward, though. What it means is that, and I'll take a brief step back, because I also need to explain something. So what it means is that it is a matter of legality, not a matter of beg. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? It is a matter of legality. What do I mean? It is the legal thing to do. Not a matter of opinion. Not a matter of beg. You know, if you go to court now, they arrest you and they take you to court and you are sentenced to, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks in prison. The matter has been settled. Nobody is, it's not opinion. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's no longer opinion. The matter has been settled. Verdict has been given that on this matter, this is what this person is meant to serve in prison. Okay? Now, in that same way, it is a matter of legality that you are under a blessing. Hallelujah. Are we together? It's a matter of legality, meaning it is not an issue of opinion. It is not an issue of if I like, if I don't like. It's not an issue of please now. Okay? It's not an issue of begging. Hallelujah. It is now your legal right to be blessed. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes,
It's not your legal rights. We're not begging anybody to be blessed. We're not begging Satan. We're not begging our parents. Amen. Huh? We're not begging Pastor Kenneth. We're not begging anybody. It is a signed and settled matter that you are now under a blessing. Why? Why? Huh? Exactly, because of spirit. Amen. What I'm saying, is it complex? Because of spirits, you now have access to the blessings of God. So fundamentally, you are not under a curse. Now let me briefly explain what a curse is. A curse is simply just the opposite of blessing. Hallelujah. Huh? Are we together? God is the first person to curse someone. It's Adam and Eve that's the curse. Curse of time, I won't go there because I need to close it now. But God, the same way blessings are, is like the OS. Curses too are like OS. It's just the same. It's just that one is positive, one is negative. Okay? Are we together? And they all have the same characteristics. Lineage too is the same thing. Blood. Okay? So, one of the, you see, when there are always repercussions. See, anything anybody is doing, please hear me. Please, I need you to hear me what I'm saying. Anything anybody is doing at every point in time, it doesn't just have implications for the person. It has implications for the future. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? If everybody is shouting to somebody now, you know, I mean, there was a day, for example, there was a day, you know, I was walking down the road, and then I saw some little children, and the Lord started speaking to me, just on this road, in this area. And I saw some little kids just on the road, and the Lord started speaking to me. He said, look, this little kid now, like they're like this now. Some people are telling them to read their book. Some people are telling them to go to church. Some people are telling them to do one thing or the other. Some are listening, some are not listening. Everything that they are going to eventually turn out to be is as a result of the choices that they are making now. So, whenever in 20 years' time somebody comes and says I have a curse, always know that all these things that you are saying, that my life is not working, my life is a mess, you know, nobody loves me, that one day you were a 12-year-old boy and somebody was saying go to church, you didn't want to go to church, that's why you're like this. So nobody is that innocent. Everybody will look at you and say, I've been so crazy. You know? No. What you have eventually morphed into at 26 is as a result of what you decided at 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, your children, because it will now be a shame. Maybe you now have children. Those children and everything that is going to happen in their lives is as a result of the decisions you made when you were 12. Are we together? Eh? So the decision of a 14-year-old boy to give his life to Jesus Christ has implications 5 generations down the line. Are we together? So see your decisions as important. So don't see anything as I have time. You know, there are many things that people like saying, I have time, you know, I'm young, I can make mistakes. I've never taught you that kind of thing before, that you can be making mistakes. I've said be led by the Spirit. That's a different way of living life. Not that you be experimenting and be making mistakes. Are we together? Are you hearing me? So, everything that... Let me just go straight to the chase so that I won't belabor myself. But if you don't like where your life is now... Everybody hear me? If you don't like where your life is now, okay, and you feel that your life is messed up, the only way to come out of it is to start making the right choices. Hallelujah. There's no point in blaming your parents. Are we together? Because of the Spirit of God, you have the power to define your life, because by His Spirit, a greater order is upon your life, and that's the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? By the Spirit, you have access to the blessing of God. So you have access to the power right now to change your life. So the person that is going to change your life is not your uncle in Somalia, or your uncle, or your auntie in Germany. Are we together? It's not like your life is going to change because they will do family meeting on top of your head, and then all your aunties will now say, okay, let's do this. No, it is you that has the power to change your life. Amen. Are we together? It is you. Are we together? Eh? Don't wait for anybody. It is you, and it is as a result of the choices that you make. If you choose right, you will see right. If you choose wrong, you will see wrong. Amen. So when you are walking in life, have a mind of forward. You know, you might not understand what God is telling you to do, but understand that it has eternity implications. Are we together? And don't wait for anybody to change your story. You said, change your story. Amen. Don't be like all these Nigerian musicians that say, you are waiting for whiskey to give you future until you blow. Eh? That's not how life is, though. Or that's how life is in that order. That's why when they sing, they have to prostrate. Amen. And if you carry your girlfriend, there's nothing you can say. You know that? Because. But you have the power. Say, I have the power.
I have the power.
You have the power. Choose rightly. There is no power higher than your choice. Are you together?
Yes,
if you're going to carry the blessing of God, it's just a function of the things that you decide to do. There is not deep. Amen.
Amen.
Are we together? Yes, eh? If you're going to carry the blessing of God, it's not like you need to come for special prayers by 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. Are we together? If you look at everybody that carried the blessing in scripture, they only carried the blessing after they made decision. Elijah decided to follow Elisha. Amen. Esau decided to forsake his birthright. Are we together? The only way you cannot receive something that is legally yours is when you say, I don't want it. Amen. If as a result of your the type of parents you have, you are due, you know, and I should say this thing, you know, for those of us, well, most of us don't have rich parents. I should tell you something about life. Nobody is entitled to an inheritance. Okay? Well, I mean, I don't know anybody that has rich parents like that, so. But just in case you have, you know, or maybe your dad has land in one place that you're eyeing, or you're already dreaming that this is my dad's house, when he dies, he'll give it. Please, focus on your life. Okay? Nobody owes you anything. In fact, one of the ways to destroy you is to give you the expectation that there is something waiting for you. Are we together? Huh? I've told you guys before. All these guys on these streets that are useless. There's only one reason. They're waiting for their parents to die. They're just waiting for their parents to die. After their parents die, they'll sell their houses. Immediately. You understand? Don't be sure. This the Oseni grandma that you guys will sell that house now. You know, don't be sure. Everybody, because once somebody comes with 100 million, they will sell it. You understand? They will sell it. That's why they are useless. That's why they are literally just waiting for once all these old people die in the next 10, 15 years, most of them will die. All of them in the next 10 years, all of them will die. You don't start selling the houses. So, understand? You don't become a useless person. Are we together? When your hope is that, let these people die. If the life is too long, so we can even organize armed robber and kidnap them. You know? Yeah, some families do it now. They will kidnap themselves. Or they will take it to the spiritual. Or can poison or something. So please, don't be hoping for inheritance. Are we together? Huh? I'm serious about what I'm saying. I'm very serious about what I'm saying. Well, most of you don't have rich parents. Well, some of you do. It's you. It's your choice. You have a choice. You are the one that will make your life something. Are we together?
Yeah.
Huh? One of the dullest people I've met in my life. Dull. It's like one of the dullest people I've met in my life. You know when you're not living for anything again? You don't even need to even have friends. So you don't need to learn how to say hello, good morning, good afternoon. You understand? So, I have the power. They say, I have the power.
Yeah.
Do you have the power? Your choice. You understand? Choose rightly. You will walk. Your life will be good. You'll be proud of yourself. When you see Jesus, you'll be proud of yourself. It's that simple. Choose wisely. Okay? I should also say this, that there is no, you see, as a result of, and I was talking about courses, you know, as a result of the choices that our parents have made, there are certain things that are currently acting in us, good and bad. Okay? Amen. Are we together? Huh? Good and bad. Some of you think you are an evil person because your dad has come. If you met your dad when he was in university, you know that you are not. You know that you are not. In fact, you're even better as if. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. I've noticed, you know, as a result of this ministry thing, I've noticed that most people eventually behave like their parents. Huh? Are we together? Is what I've noticed. People eventually behave like their parents. He's always 100%. You know. If you see any girl, for instance, that is like a big girl, she's a party rider. You know. You might meet the mother at a point in time where the mother is not born again. But if you went back to the mother's university days, you will notice that the mother is behaving exactly, the girl is just behaving exactly like the mother. You know what I've noticed? Okay? Some of you will be shocked, you know. And you know, our parents, they like to hide those parts. They don't tell us all those things, you know. In Nigeria, our parents don't like to, you know. It's not today that, you know, there was whiskey and then girls were at the front. Hey, what's it? That thing has been there since, you know. Just that there was no social media. But there was social media back then. Somebody would be shocked. Your mother in front of Sashino Peters. You know, she was the one. You know? Amen. So, as a result of choices that have been made, remember I told you that choices have eternal impact. We are also under the influence of those choices. Did you hear with us? You're trying your best. You're also under the influence of those choices, right? And you need to, how would I put it? Whenever you see, is it, there are, listen to me, please. You see, whenever you notice patterns in your life, okay, don't be scared, all right? Maybe you notice, for example, that you tend to not, you don't know how to handle things. And you notice that your dad also has that same tendency. Maybe your dad is very irresponsible. You know because you're in the house and, you know, your dad cannot handle school fees, money, all those kind of things. He's a very irresponsible person. And then you too, you're noticing that you too, you're a very irresponsible person. Don't be angry at him because he has lived his life, okay? And don't be scared for yourself because that is not your real identity. Hallelujah. Are we together? That's not your real identity. Continue staying with God. Huh? If you stay in the Word and you are following God, your identity would change. Hallelujah. Are we together? Maybe in your family, nobody has gone to school. And then you also, it's sounding like you said, you don't really know book like that or something like that. And then people are, you know, it's something that affects you. You know, it's a huge insecurity that you have. Don't enter into that mode of, I swear I'll never be like my dad. That's not, it's not a human effort thing. Are we together? If life will humble you, you understand? It's not a human effort thing. Are we together? This is a spiritual. There's nothing, spirit has like your, is button. If they press your button, you respond. It's not a thing of energy. You understand? So, what you just do, you stay in the Word. Let God form a new identity inside of you. Because, why? Why? Because it is your legal right to be blessed. Can you say it is my legal right to be blessed?
My legal right.
Yeah. You're not begging. So already, Legally speaking, spirit is higher than blood. So therefore, continue making the right choices. Are we together? Huh? Continue making the right choices. Your parents are poor, you will not be poor. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Make the right choices. If you don't make the right choices now, what you need later is breakthrough meeting. Because at that phase of your life, you are finished. You know, but this is your foundational stage of life. So you have the power to make the right choices now. Can we rise up and pray? So I just want you to just pray. Just talk to God. Just tell God that I'm going to use the power of my choice. You know, I reject every negative label over me, over my identity. Please, I want you to pray. Pray well, pray well. I reject every negative label over myself. I am blessed. Thank God that you are blessed. Thank him that by his spirit you have come out of your lineage, physical lineage, into his own lineage. That your lineage, your mates are now David. Thank him. Your mates are now Abraham. Those are the people that we are talking to you about. That's the company that you belong to now. Your mates are now Elijah. Your mates are now Pastor Adiboye, Papi, everyone. These are now the people that define you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Father, thank you for revealing your will and your intent. But I ask that for everyone here, that we shall have a strong sense of your identity. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold in the mind, we pull it down now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.